Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. The World Show with Nikki B.
But right now, I'm very excited to introduce to you a woman that I've waited quite a long time to have on my show celebrating her album. Because, of course, she performed live on the show with Mbuso Khoza and Mike Dolfero. So, welcome once again to the World Show, Zawadi.
Yes. Hi, thank you so much for having me.
I remember having you. I said, I think it was quite spontaneous when Mbuso and the Heritage Ensemble and Mike played, and I think it was quite spontaneous. Where I said to Mbuso, I want to speak to you afterwards, and Mike, but bring Zawadi. And
I remember you were so excited. You just said, can you bring Zawadi here? Exactly. For an interview.
Exactly. And I said, as soon as your album's out, you've got to come. My only regret is that we are not doing this live in the studio. But when all this corona passes, we'll make sure you come and perform.
And it's a pity. It's a pity that I can't come over there because of the lockdown and the corona thing. So
exactly. But at least you are with us thanks to Skype. Now, Zawadi, because I didn't focus on you completely, I want to go into that. I want to start with a little bit about your background. When did you discover your voice, or your voice discovered you?
I grew up singing gospel because I was attending 12th Apostolic Church in Christ. So I grew up singing. I knew that I had a voice. It's just that I didn't find good ways or have brave enough to show it to the world.
Yes.
Then I met Mbuso Khoza. Then he mentored me. And then I was ready to show it to the world.
But even before you met Mbuso, you were already you were already releasing songs. You were already performing regularly.
Not really. Before I met Mbuso, I was just working at one of the restaurants, and I worked at one of the spas. I was not into arts.
I was
just working in another, like a different, totally different environment.
Yes.
I couldn't even hear for auditions or anything. And then when I was working at the restaurant, I met Nduduzo Magwaza, that I was working with, that he knew about auditions of African Heritage Ensemble that was about to start in 2015. And then he invited me over for auditions. And then that's when I familiarized myself with arts, with music, with amahubo, and all the genres.
Well, you know, it's amazing you tell me that. First of all, before I even move on, I know he's listening. So I want to give a big shout out to Mbuso Khoza and say thank you for bringing us Zawadi.
Yes. He has done an amazing job. And I'm sure it's not easy to mentor somebody. And he was giving teachings every day, the rehearsals every day, paying for everything, paying for the CD, paying for recordings and everything. I am sure it's in his, it was sort of in his shoulders, but he took it kindly, and that's look where we are today.
Exactly.
Yes, it's amazing. The projects and everything.
Yes, and I think you're right. You know, we have to, I just cannot believe Mbuso and the work that he has done, where he came from when he first arrived in Joburg, all the struggles he's faced and clearly still faces, but nevertheless, he has this vision and we are so grateful for it. But Zawadi, you know, it's also remarkable for me that you weren't performing, because the way that you engage when you perform live, it's like you've been doing this since you were a child.
Yes, I grew up listening to music. I grew up I had the elements of music in me. I loved music, gospel, but mostly it was gospel and also a bit of R&B. And then I think what you're seeing, what I am portraying when I'm on stage, are what I'm being mentored in. Because when I met Mbuso in 2016, I rehearsed with ensemble, and then he saw potential in me, and then he mentored vehemently, and then he saw the need to gain more skills, and then he took me to KCAP Art Center in Gwamashu, where I learned acting, scriptwriting, and other behind-the-scenes skills, but mostly for my presence, for my stage presence, on how to deliver, on how to sing, and how to portray or how to tell a story through music or a song. I think that helps a lot because he was the one that suggested that, okay, Zawadi, we have worked together and I have mentored you and influenced you with Amahubu music and also listening to all kind of music. But I think we need to go and take some of other skills with you, because skills helps you. He always says talent alone is not enough. And yes, we always say talent alone is not enough. You cannot only sing, but it's also important to have a stage presence when you're performing. The confidence, the show passion with your body posture and also in your voice as well.
Yes, and you certainly yeah. do. I mean, you know, I think you are blessed to have a mentor that really, you know, mentored you in an all-round kind of way. So again,
highly
I have to
blessed.
Give...
Highly
yes,
blessed.
Yes, and to consider all those aspects as well. But it's almost that he found what is completely natural to you and saw that and allowed it to shine. And for that, I give great gratitude. Now, I do want to talk quite in depth about, you know, your passion for Amahubu, you know, which he obviously introduced you to. But I think for now, let's hear a song. And if I'm not mistaken, this was your first single off the album, Ianeta.
Yes, it's the first single. Yes, it was released on the 19th.
Yes. And tell us about the song.
Yes.
Tell us about the song, Zawadi.
It's Ianeta.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. What is it about?
It's Ianeta.
Yes.
Which simply means, do not throw stones if you're living in the glass house. Or others can describe it as most of the people who are talkative have issues. They could be pompous, but whereas they have their issues in their homes. That's what it means. It's an idiom that we are using as Africans, which is indlu yegagu, ianetha, look to your own and focus on your own struggles, not on not being talkative.
Or in other people's business, yes.
In other, yes. Just mind your own business because you have your own. That's how we say it.
Yes. Thank you so much, Zawadi. There's so much I want to ask you, but for now, let's play Ianeta. It's the first single of Zawadi Yamungu's album, HRH, Magogo School of Thought, and we're going to speak about her, what can I say, her reverence of Princess Magogo. Coming up after the song on The World Show, you with me, Nikki B.
The World Show with Nikki B.
Kaya FM 95.9. I'm alone in the studio, but I've got to give it a big clap. Absolutely beautiful. You have honestly proved that the opera idiom or the opera genre is actually African. Thank you, Zawadi. You know, it all comes from Africa. Wow.
Yes. We are very rich in Africa. We are rich in language. We are rich in heritage and culture.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Incredible. Now, just to talk a little bit about, before we move on, working with the Heritage Ensemble.
Yes.
What did you gain from that along the way?
When I get there, I learned the importance of being authentic, the importance of being organic, and the rooted music, like the mother of music. I didn't know that Amahubu the mother of all genres.
Yes.
That's where we got Isicathamiya, Maskandi, Umbhacanga, and all other genres, and also gospel. But the authentic of us is from Amahubo. Amahubo got aspects of linguistic aspects, and also the heritage, also the culture is all found. We are very rich with what we have as Africans. And also, when we're singing Amahubo,
yes,
we imitate the nature. We are very, very connected with the nature. Just like when you hear the winds blows, that's us. And also Amahubo derives from how we speak.
Yes, amazing.
So that's what I learned. That's what... Yes, yes.
I love the way you've put it. You've just opened my own understanding of Amahubo through describing it like that. That's absolutely amazing. Now, this album, you...
And it's also...
Yes, continue. No, please
continue. It's also amazing that our music is not scaled, because we have different nuances. Until now, no one can write... our music and its spirituality.
Yes. And I suppose even if it was scored, it couldn't capture the essence of what you're speaking about, you know. So even if it was scored, it's also those nuances that make it Amahubo, which is...
It's also not easy, because when you sing the scale of Do, Re, Mi, Fa, So, but when you're singing, you're like, oh, you are scooping. So
yes.
No one can write that, because no one can write that. No one.
Yes.
Oh, Gabanina, Lom, Duana. That's not easy.
I want you to carry on. No, it actually, there is nothing in the standard scale it's almost
scale.
Like a new scale has to be derived in order to express that. You've just explained it in such an incredible way. And now, what did Amahubo, or learning about it, lead you to your understanding of the work of Princess Magogo, or how did that happen?
When Mbusa Khoza introduced me to Princess Magogo kaDinu Zulu, she is Princess Magogo kaDinu Zulu, the king Dinu Zulu, which was... the king that was bestowed on the throne at the age of 16 in 1884. Princess Magogo is also a mother to Chief Mangosuthu Buthelezi. I think Princess Magogo inherited the strongness from her father. That's what I've learned along the journey.
Yes.
That Princess Magogo was unassailable. She was valorous, intrepid as well. She was a very strong woman. And when I do the interpretation of her and how she sang and the way she was playing indigenous instruments, she was playing Akweane string bow, she was playing Wukopo musical bow, and also a European auto harp, a singer for that matter. As a praise singer, she transcended the boundaries of the role, which was traditionally a male preserve.
Yes.
And it is also said that through the training of many young singers, she made an unprecedented contribution to the preservation of traditional music. That's what I've learned, and I got so attached with her. I got so inspirational, and I learned a lot through the listenings of her stories and through the listenings of her music.
So, yes, and obviously you describe her as your guiding light, and in fact, you've even... I suppose, if I could say, dedicated this album to her by calling it Her Royal Highness Magogo School of Thought.
Yes.
Did you feel that this was important?
It was very, very important, as the woman who played a very, very important role in African culture and heritage. I can even quote, they are... praise these names that we listen to that describes somebody's character. So yes. I love to adopt Princess Makoko's character myself. The Valorous Way character means she was courage in danger, especially in battle. We find that in her praise names, because they call her or they call her Ufahlake Phukanjengenduku Mabembongela, which means she was a very, very strong woman. She was even doing a stick fight.
Wow. And I mean, I find that so relevant in terms of what we're going through with gender-based violence at the moment, with what we're going through in the world, you know, and that message that a woman warrior, if I can say, is almost what you are channeling as you sing. You know, I can understand why you acknowledge her as your guiding light. And talk about channeling, you know, Zawadi, when you sing, you sound to me not just that you're drawing on elements of nature, as you spoke about with the Amahubo tradition, but also that you are channeling some very deep ancestral or spiritual connection. How do you feel when you sing these songs and perform them or record them?
I feel very spiritual.
Yes.
I feel alive through singing this music. I feel alive through performing for people, the portrays and also the interpretations of Amahubo. To me, I got so attached, I don't know how. The connection through the music, the sounds, and also the message itself or the lyrics itself. Because I define my music as Amahubo, but umthemelezo. Umthemelezo depends on an atmosphere or the context. It could be a cry, a pleading, or praising of your ancestors.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
Yes. Beautiful. So let's hear another track from this. And this one is one of my favorites on the album, Spikeleli. Tell us about this track.
I love Spikeleli.
Me too.
It's the maiden. It's the maidens that are expressing the love that the maidens have for the boyfriend or the lover.
Yes.
That's how I can explain it. So when you get to hear the song, it speaks of how the maiden love. The expressions is very deep because you get to draw the similarity of the love, and also while you are loving the person, you get to interpret or to have imaginations of that person with the love that you have towards your family, like towards your brother.
Yes.
It also says the ngimbona esechamazela usiphikeleli ngiyamthanda ngimbona esechamazela ngcathu ngcathu maphumzana kababa. Maphumzana was the brother to Princess Makoko. That's the love that she had for her lover. It was mostly to her brother.
Absolutely. And so in essence, what you're saying, when we speak about what I can call romantic love, it can be an expression of a divine love, love for all and love for the creator as well. And that's really what comes across. So we both love this one. I'm so pleased I chose to play it, because I'd love to play the full album, but I can't play all the songs tonight. I'm Nikki B speaking.
And what I love about speaking is it's very poetic as well. I'm expecting it.
Well, in fact, when we come back, I wanted to speak to you more about your lyrical content and the inspiration of that. I'm Nikki B. Honored to be speaking to one of the most powerful vocalists to come out of our country in a long time. Zawadi Yamungu, her album is available. It's called HRH Makoko School of Thought. And I know people have already been asking me, where can I get the physical copy? We'll talk about that on the other side of this one. Spikeleli on Kaya FM 95.9.
The World Show with Nikki B.
Oh,
Kaya FM 95.9. Spikelele from tonight's special guest, the beautiful Zawadi Yamungu. Absolutely incredible. And thanks to Ntlantla, who wrote on Facebook, he said, "The last time I heard such a voice, it was from Mambusi Mklongo. This lady is truly talented. Thanks a million, Mr. Mbuso Khoza, sir." I couldn't agree more. Thanks a million. Yes. Zawadi, wow. Wow, wow. Now, I did want to speak to you about the lyrical content.
Thank you.
Yes. So, you know, you are obviously creating your own lyrics, but you're also drawing inspiration from Princess Magogo. Is that correct?
Specifically for this one.
Because yes.
The whole album is a tribute to her. So we re-recorded all of Princess Magogo's songs. And on this one, Usiphikelele, specifically, it's more poetic. And that was a beautiful way of her in the love in a song. I found it very, very beautiful and very inspirational as well. Because when she says, "Ngathu ngathu maphumzana kababa," it's how the toddler walks. It's the walk of the toddler. So she is confining the love that she has to how the toddler walks.
Yes. Amazing.
Yeah. So it's very amazing. She also says, for us, as the Africans,
yes.
What we borrow, you know.
Yes. But now what I'm also trying to understand is, have you taken her songs and interpreted them, or do you contribute your own lyrical content at the same time?
Specifically for Usiphikelele, I haven't contributed any of
Okay, yes.
Lyrics.
But on some of the songs...
lyrics. Yes.
So yeah. Do you think that moving forward, you would forever be kind of... Or at this point, you would... Even if you went on and created an album entirely of your own songs, it would be kind of... What can I say? It would have been inspired by the understanding of the way that she interpreted things, as you said... You know, from idioms and proverbs and even as I say, you know, and idioms and proverbs, I think, have stayed with us because they teach us lessons in life.
Yes, you know? Yes, they have. Yes. Idioms and proverbs have the hidden meaning behind the words.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, most of the subtextual meanings behind the words.
Absolutely.
So, I would definitely love to be, to write or to draw that connection or to draw from how Princess Magogo was writing.
Yes, that's what I'm getting at. Beautiful. But I love the way even on the songs where you have contributed, it's almost within that tribute or honoring that inspiration. And that's amazing. Now,
that's what they always say, is even with the tone, the voice,
the tone.
On its own. Yes.
Yes, the tone. Yes. You know, this is...
So it was well interpreted.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, this is such important work, not only because we need this music. I mean, more than ever, we need music that deserves to be heard. We need music that touches us on a very deep level and an almost an eternal level.
Music is a medicine, so we need music that heals.
Absolutely, yes. Absolutely. That heals, that inspires. It could be a song about joyousness.
Definitely.
But even that is an inspiration, is medicine to our souls. Now, you also play Umakhwenyana. When did you start playing? Was this part of this journey? And you also teach it. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, I joined KCAP in 2018. Yes.
Yes.
And then that's when I learned that it's not only about being in front of people or being on the stage. There are lots that as artists we can do, not to be binded or to be embedded in only one thing to do. And then I learned that as a musician, I can also play indigenous music as I love indigenous instruments. I can also play indigenous instruments as I love indigenous music. So that's when I learned Umakweane, and I haven't went to any school. I only listen to music, and I only listen to Princess Makoko's music and how she plays, and then that's how I learn.
Okay, so you learned by listening.
And, yes, I learned by listening Umakweane and also Okupu, because there's a difference between Umakweane and Okupu.
Okay, so tell us about both of the instruments for those who might not know. Can you describe them?
I can only say Umakweane it's one string bow. Okay, it's two string bow, but with a calabash and a very small calabash. That's why it gives a lighter sound.
And you play it.
Play
it on your chest.
Yes, you play it on your chest through your book.
Yes, yep. Yes.
And then,
yes. And it's a woman's instrument.
Yes, it's a woman's instrument mostly.
Yes.
And then Okupu, the only difference is that it has a larger calabash.
Yes.
And it gives a very deep sound.
Yes.
Yes.
Amazing. So now we are going to play a track that I think... Oh, but before I play this track, the importance of you... I was speaking about it earlier. It's not just important that you're bringing us this remarkable artistry, but also that you are living heritage.
Yes.
And this album particularly, I'm sure with albums to follow, you'll probably go on to explore other elements. But for me, you know, this is, we live in a country where so much of the heritage has been lost or forgotten, or it was passed on, you know, only through stories and through the oral tradition. So a lot of it wasn't archived and wasn't, you know, recorded and kept in libraries and so forth. So I must, you know, honor you and give thanks to you and the likes of Mbuso and others who truly draw on the heritage and make it alive by presenting it in a contemporary way. And that is something very powerful, which I also believe we need as a nation. So I thank you for that, yes. But now you also...
Thank you so much, Nikki. And I would love to also say that we are living, or we are reliving the past.
Yes.
We are reliving the past, and we are not acting our culture, but this is who we are.
Yes. Actually, you are extending it. You are, you know, because I think in many ways there were holes in the road. And by doing what you're doing, it's almost like you are filling in those holes in the road and extending that culture so that even in the year 2020, we can still connect with the deep roots of that essence, you know. Amazing. Now you also, you've gone on now to also be teaching the traditional bows, but are you also teaching a song, and how do you find teaching impacts on your experience?
I was amazed by how KCAP valued my presence being there, because I only went there, the course is only for 10 months, and then I learned, and then I left. But then they called me the following year. They were like, you know what, since you also did a facilitation course here, can you come back and teach our kids, our students music? So I'm a musical instructor.
But that's amazing, because once again, it's a different way of extending that knowledge. And so I'm sure that that is also serves as...
That's how we learn.
But for now, let's play the next song. Can you hear me now, Zawadi?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Well, tell us about this one, Vumani Bangoma, because I think it specifically relates to what we've been talking about.
Vumani Bangoma is a way of our traditional way, just like how we go to traditional healers.
Yes.
When we go to traditional healers, there's a language that they're using, and also the communicating way that they're using when you get there. Isangoma, they always say Vumani Bangoma, like we are, like you are agreeing to the presence, you're agreeing to what they're going to do at that time or at that particular time. So it's like Vumani Bangoma, we are agreeing.
Yes.
So the ancestors, we agree, we are involving the ancestors. We are agreeing to the ancestors to be in the presence of that time.
Yes. And that's what I said. You are beyond just a singer. You channel a very ancient wisdom and energy healing and inspiration. Zawadi Yamungo with me on The World Show. Her latest album, or her new album, her debut solo album, is called HRH, Her Royal Highness Magogo School of Thought. And this one is Vumani Bangoma.
The World Show with Nikki B.
Wow, it is. That's all I can say. It certainly is absolutely healing and profound and beautiful.
It's healing. It's healing and it's so beautiful. And I would also acknowledge Nduduzo Makatini, who is the producer of the album that we have worked with on this album. And the instrument, this song demonstrates beautifully of how we connect to the instrument. The instrument is the most intimate friend when you're playing. It's just response to your soul. It's where you express your feelings from your soul or spirit. When you speak to your fist in your own language, you only hear the depth and take you to the world galaxy. It's just a response to how you feel. And that's the only intimate friends that can only describe your feelings to the people.
Absolutely.
And to the world.
Absolutely. And again, you know, and you touched on this earlier. It is really about a sound. You know, I sometimes talk about, like, you know, they say in the beginning there was, you know, the sound and the power of vibration and the power that it has on healing us as humans, on inspiring us. It's actually in the frequencies of the sound. And this is, you have one of the most powerful voices I've ever come across. You've got one of those voices, Zawadi, that I say you sing with such authority that if you sang to me to jump off a cliff, I probably would. know, that's amazing. But now, where can people get your album? It is available on digital stores, but I've had quite a few people ask me, how can they get a physical copy? Is it available yet? I know that we are in trying times. So,
Yes.
So are you going to be releasing, or have you already got physical copies?
No, I haven't got the copies yet, but we are working on having copies because a lot of people are asking for it.
Yes.
And then, but obviously we're having some sort of delays at the moment because of the lockdown pandemic and everything, the situation that we are in caused the delays.
Yes.
But as soon as we get them, we'll just announce to everyone that the copies are available.
Absolutely. Well, I advise everybody to buy it digitally until you can get the physical copy. And hopefully in the not so distant future, we could actually see Zawadi perform live and come with her physical copies and get them from the woman herself, you know? Beautiful, beautiful. You've done, this is an album. I cannot express the importance of this album and the beauty of this album and the importance of your work, Zawadi. We're going to end the feature with one last track. I'll have to play the other tracks in the weeks, months and years to come. But this one is Sakubona. Tell us about Sakubona.
Oh, I love Sakubona. Sakubona is the greeting of Sawona, but yes, this is how this the language that is used is like Sakubona. It's how we speak, like how we were speaking before the evolution.
Absolutely.
Or, being the African or the Zulu nation of Sawubona. It's for me, I describe it as my self of creating the world as the new artist under Khoza Clan production, under mentoring of Mbuso Khoza. So I am greeting the world of Sanbonani. Here is Zawadi ya Mungu to bless you with the healing sound and authentic sound.
Thank you so much. You truly are blessing us with these sounds and your gift. Thank you so much, Zawadi. Next time, I want to see you performing live and unplugged on the Kaya FM stage. Yes. Yes. Thank you so much for joining us and for your incredible work. It is another one of those albums I call a masterpiece. We're going to end.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. That is amazing. That is, I don't know. I don't even know how to express this, but I'm very, very honored. I'm very honored. And I would also love to acknowledge the people that we worked with on this album, like Cameron Ward, Sabelo Masondo, Tino, Elhach Ngarindong, and also Linda Skakane, and also Ndabe. The yes. best in Zulu, and then the producer as well, Nduduzo Makatini.
Thank you so much, Zawadi.
Thank you very much.
Yes, and may your voice and your energy just, you know, may the whole world hear it. Thank you for joining us on The World Show.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you so much. I'm honored.
Thank you. Zawadi ya Mungu, we're going to hear one last track from this incredible album, HRH, School of Thought, Her Royal Highness. I'm sure you all agree. This one is Sakubona, coming up after this on The World Show.
The World Show with Nikki B.
Every Sunday from 6 to 10 p.m. Kaya FM 95.9.
Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.